Ash.
Taryn.
So I have an animal fun fact for you.
The best kind of fun fact.
Honestly, not even the fact is my favorite part about what I'm about to say.
Okay.
And again, just as a disclaimer, this could be fiction. Who knows? It's from the internet.
Right.
The oldest known living animal, land animal, mm-hmm. to be specific, is a tortoise who's 187 years old.
Oh.
His name is Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Like, who was Jonathan? Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Was that a popular name back then?
It feels very proper.
Like, I would think, like, Bartholomew or something. You know, 187.
180 is a long time.
Yeah.
Also, I had a... Sorry.
This is my segment.
I'm so sorry. Actually, I'm so sorry.
Wombat's poop is in cubes, and they stack it to mark their territory.
Cube.
That's on my bucket list.
How does it come out cubed?
I don't know, but they literally make a fort.
Are their intestines square?
Must be.
What?
Ash, you're talking about poop right now.
Well, it's animal poop. It's kind of cute.
Everyone, people's, mark the record.
People's
Ashley
aren't.
Ashley just said
people's
poop
aren't. Animals
and cute
are.
In the same sentence. Roll the big mark. Roll it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to the podcast. My name's Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
This is Unsolicited Advice, if you don't know.
Now you know.
Now you know. This is our advice podcast where you guys can write in your own personal stories and get the most authentic, in the moment, reactive, real, other words, advice.
Okay. I'm just like, where are you going with this?
You know, you can take it or you can leave it, but like that is what we do here. So yeah, be sure to like, rate, review, subscribe, do all the things.
Yes. I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, this is my thing.
Yeah, you're good at that.
You have your segment. I have mine.
I bring the laughter.
You bring the
and
comedic
the joy.
Relief.
You bring the call outs. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Anyways, I'm trying to think if there's anything new to share with y'all.
I have something to share.
Oh,
Taryn and I went and saw Hamilton last week.
Yeah, we did.
And it was...
magical.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It was pure joy and magic and love and everything I needed in life.
And adultery.
And dark and twisted.
I cried so many
times. It was phenomenal. Obviously, you guys probably know this. Disney Plus released it last year in the middle of 2020. It, I'm not exaggerating in any way, got me, Taryn, and my sister, our roommate, through last year.
Yeah.
We must have watched it at least 11 to 12 times and like would listen to the soundtrack on repeat.
Yeah.
So the fact that we finally saw it in person was monumental. Alicia and I got my mom tickets for her birthday because my mom also loved it so much back in May. So we've been looking forward to this for so long. If you have an opportunity to go see it, I highly recommend it. This is your sign. You need to go see it. It was so incredible.
Good. Yeah, it was so good. And it was funny because I had like a friend or a coworker say, like, just the only thing I warn is like, it's not the same characters. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's such a like hurdle, whether it's like, oh, you read a book and then you go see the movie, or you see like Hamilton on Disney Plus and then you go and it's like a different cast. Mm-hmm. She was like, just get that out of your mind. Yeah. And it helped me so much to just like fully enjoy.
Absolutely.
Like the differences they brought to their characters. It was so good.
That's the art, is you get to like make it your own in some type of way. And it was so, so, so good. Highly recommend. I have been waking up, I was telling Taryn this on the way here, I've been waking up every day to a random song from the show in my head. And I've just been waking up like singing.
Yeah.
He will never be satisfied. Like that's I've been waking
song.
Up.
That's
waking
like
up
one
like
of the
with
best
that in
lines.
My head. Well, I couldn't, I was on the spot. Taryn, why call me out? The
Reynolds pamphlet.
Pamphlet.
Anyway. Well, I have something to share. Uh-huh. I built like 3 to 4 Lego sets within
Taryn
the past few days.
Was booked and busy.
Booked and busy on a roll. It's so fun. This is gonna sound so stupid. But
no,
like,
this is a safe place.
I feel like everyone wants to see like my Lego content.
Yeah.
I like sometimes like I dread doing it though, because I miss just like sitting and like doing a set and not thinking about like, oh, is the camera still recording or like whatever. So
you can't fully enjoy it.
Yeah. Like I feel like I found like a cool new system to where like I record a little bit and then I do like a cool transition to like, here's the finished thing. And so, yeah, I had a lot of fun. I was alone a lot.
Guys,
so I had lots of time to like,
you know what?
Thrive.
That is a common problem for influencers.
Oh,
Taryn, what? You're an influencer.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Because I have that problem all the time. I like started making nail reels. And now I can't go to the nail salon and just relax and listen to a podcast. I have to film the entire thing. We do it to ourselves. But then it's what the people want. So,
you know. It is what it is, and I love, you know, my Legos, except now I feel like I'm getting to a point, again, there's just so many of them. Yeah. I need a full
You need a house. No, you
need
your
like
own house.
A whole
a
section.
A full, like, Lego house, but then also, like, shelf space throughout the house for some of, like, a few
cool
of your,
ones.
Like, favorites.
Yeah. Anywho, so that's a little catch up on us.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all we got to say.
We're alive and thriving.
I have a tearing it up.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, cool. All right, so this.
Let's go.
Just makes me think of that TikTok.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, so this is titled, Why Does This Happen to Me? Why?
Why?
Why? The second why got me.
Why?
Why? Hi, Ashley and Taryn. My name is Priya. I love you guys so much. I recently stumbled upon your podcast and haven't stopped listening since. I have to say, I literally understand the struggles of why does this happen to me that Taryn goes through. When I listen to the Taryn It Ups, most of the time I'm like, oh my God, that's me. So here I am sharing something that happened to me. As I mentioned, I always find myself in embarrassing and ridiculous situations all the time, from falling on perfectly level ground. Oh, I fell down the stairs. Did I tell you this?
Our stairs?
Yeah. Yeah.
When?
Lexi saw. I literally was texting while going down the stairs and thought I was on the last one, but I was 3 up. And so I like literally somersaulted, landed like I was like on my back on the bottom of the stairs. And then Lexi was walking by, but she was on like a business call. So the only thing she said is she went like, oh, and then you could tell like she was like, oh, shoot. So she goes, sorry, someone just fell down the stairs. And then she walked away. And I'm just literally laying there like,
oh,
like,
my
someone help me.
God.
Yeah,
we have very slippery, like wooden stairs in the house. And I've fallen, I think, twice. And it's really painful because it's not like carpet where you don't slide so much. Yeah. But when you you fall, and if you're far enough up, you continue to fall a little bit.
I genuinely thought I broke my toes. Yeah. Like all of them.
I fell on my tailbone once and it was not okay. No, it was really bad.
Not well. Okay. Anyways, sorry, I got distracted. From falling on perfectly level ground to hitting random objects while walking on seemingly normal surfaces to getting stuck in a compost pit to sleeping on random things, it has all happened to me at some point. This one particularly stands out. I was in college at the time. I attended design school in my hometown, and the campus was quite far from the city limits, which is why we had a bus service. College was brutal, so we would always come home around 6 to 7 in the evening after long days of work. We all used to doze off on the bus, and the driver would give us a 2-minute heads up before our stop to get our stuff together. Some of the drivers were particularly mean, only waiting at the stop for about 30 seconds, so we had to scramble. Almost always, the non-sleeping students on the bus would wake us up at the previous stop to give us more time to gather our things. My stop was one of the last ones on this route. I would like to mention, studying architecture a decade ago was very different from what it is now. We had lots of equipment to carry with our backpack and rolls of paper, so it was always a mess getting everything together and leaving. If we left something behind, 99% of the time, we never saw it again. This particular evening, there were fewer people than normal on the bus. I was sitting at the back in my usual seat, and the few people who were on board were seated in the front. As usual, I fell asleep, but no one was around to wake me up before the driver screamed, "Stop in 2 minutes!" I jolted up from my sleep and rushed to gather all the thousands of things I had to carry. I was standing in the aisle at the very end of the bus, with both hands full of my things, about to start walking toward the front, when he slammed on the brakes very hard.
No.
I had nothing to hold on to and no way to balance myself. I was thrown down the aisle towards the front. To someone looking at me, it would seem as if I was just running full speed. Yeah. But I had no control over what my legs were doing.
Oh my God.
You know that feeling where, like, the momentum gets you and your legs are just trying to keep up.
I can, like, you're leaning so far forward and your legs are trying to run as fast as they can down the aisle.
Yeah. I can't. There was a small window at the front of the bus in a partition that divided the driver area from the rest of the space. No. I zoomed past other students straight into the window and somehow went through it with my hands ahead of me. Imagine Superman flying.
No.
With all of my stuff in my hand. I got stuck at my waist, so my lower body was on the other side of the partition, and my head, hands, and torso.
She had a Pooh Bear moment.
Yeah.
It was a Pooh Bear moment.
Was on the driver's side of the window, literally inches away from the driver himself.
No.
I definitely gave him a major heart attack bursting into his face
I'm sure.
I was still sleepy and was trying to register what exactly happened and what I was supposed to do next. I felt someone trying to pull me out of the window from the other side, but all my equipment and paper rolls in my hand got stuck at weird angles, and I got stuck even more. With a lot of fidgeting and maneuvering, I got out to see everyone literally on the floor crying, holding their sides from laughing so hard. I was so embarrassed. I got out of the bus and stood there for an entire 5 minutes, still trying to wrap my brain around what had happened.
Yeah.
I took another bus the next day. It meant I had to get down at a different stop and get a ride home from a friend, but that was so much better than facing the same people again. Hope this cracked you up. I had a good laugh remembering it all while typing. Thanks again. Have a great day, Priya.
Oh, I cannot even imagine Supermaning through a window.
No.
And getting half of you stuck inside of it. No. Imagine the driver just minding his own business.
He probably thought someone was like,
and someone literally just bust through. Like, yeah. I would go, like, I feel like my first initial reaction would be like fight or flight, because clearly someone's on board trying to, like, blow up the bus.
Yeah.
You know?
Seriously. And all the people, too. Like, imagine just seeing someone sprinting down a bus aisle. Like, I'd be like, this is it. This is how we die.
Oh, my God. Actually, speaking of, when we were in Hamilton, let me paint a picture.
My gosh.
We're all sitting in, like, a row, and Terrence, you're at the edge, right?
It was TK then me. So okay. I was like close
to
the
edge. So Taryn's close to the edge. TK, our friend, is on the very edge of our, and our group is like all on the side.
Yeah.
In the middle of the play, I don't know how he was allowed to do this. Like, I don't know what he was thinking, because a lot of times, like, theater etiquette is once you leave, you could easily not be allowed back in until it's like the right time. It was not the right time.
No, it was in the middle of a number.
Yeah. It was like not the right time to allow someone to walk back to their seat. Anyways, this person doesn't just walk back to their seat. They full on sprint down the aisle of the theater, like full speed. It scared me, and I wasn't even at the edge.
It was like, doo, 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 doo. He was like sprinting, and his seat happened to be in the front row.
Yeah.
So for a minute, it looked like he was literally charging the stage.
I was like,
and I was so scared for them.
I was like, he's gonna do something bad, like hurt someone,
or jump on the stage. Yeah.
Or he's a part of it. And he is coming from the back, and he's about to jump on stage and dance with them. I was like, maybe he's a part of the crew.
There were so
many thoughts that went through, and it was like, it was terrifying. So imagine being on a bus.
No, it was so scary.
Oh, man.
And she probably was like, oh, shoot, I'm going to hit this wall. And then all of a sudden she's like dangling through a window. Yeah.
She's
so good.
Honey.
Well, thank you so much for writing that in, Priya. That was a great.
That was amazing.
That was a perfect tearing it up. Because you're sitting there like, what just happened?
Quality tearing it up.
What just happened?
Also, I feel like we should forevermore call that the Pooh Bear effect.
Yeah, when you're stuck.
Yeah.
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 Let's do it.
Ah, great.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description, and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app, and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and get into my story now.
Do it.
This one is titled, Change. Feels too much like an end, not enough like a beginning. Dear Ash and Taryn, hello, my name is Eunice and you can say my name. What do you think of when you hear Eunice?
Eunice. A girl I went to high school or, Eunice. What movie is that?
Yeah.
Mean Girls?
No.
What is it? Oh my God, I can't think of it.
Amanda Bynes is in it. So is Channing Tatum.
She's all that? No.
Close.
She's
the man.
She's the man.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's one of my favorites. Should we watch it today?
I feel like we should watch it today. It is such a great movie. And there's this character in the movie called Eunice, who's like the comedic relief of the show. Yeah. And she's hilarious. And me and Alicia loved that character so much. So the second I read this, I was like, Eunice. Anyways, back to what's important. Before I begin, I want to let you know that I admire you both in your podcast so much. I am amazed every week at how you find advice to give in situations that seem so unresolvable to me. Shows how much more experienced you are at life than me, LOL. A bit about me. I am an Enneagram 4, so I am deeply emotional. I am an 18-year-old living in China, and I'm about to move across the world to London for university.
Wow, that's a big move.
That is.
Wow.
Eunice, congratulations. That is huge.
I want to go to London for university.
Me and Taryn went to London once.
I could fit in.
And we went to
Oxford.
And it was...
I'm not joking.
We like pretended we went to school there.
We both collectively, together and separately, have traveled a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was about that town, but I felt like I was in a Harry Potter movie. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was in just like a romantic novel. It was just like the architecture, it was the vibe.
Also,
it was just,
you know,
like,
what it is? London is stereotypically like foggy and gray. It was a beautiful blue sky, sunny day with perfect clouds, not like
there was
California
like,
hazy clouds. They were like perfectly clumped, little billowy clouds.
There was like a graduation that had just happened. So like a group of people in like cap and gowns with like champagne and cake all over them ran past us laughing. Like I felt like I was in.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Like that's one of my favorite moments of like a traveling trip that I've ever had.
Yeah. Same.
Like, I felt so weird.
We were walking the halls. I was like, I feel smarter.
I just.
I can feel the knowledge being sucked into me. Yeah. Anyways. It was great. We're very excited for you to go to London.
Yeah. Why did we?
What school are you going to? And can we come visit?
Yeah.
Continuing on. My issue is one that I struggle with a lot. I have always struggled with change, and it feels like the most daunting thing in the world. I often feel like I'm not tough enough for the world, especially when it comes to things like going to university, thinking about my career, and applying for internships. Last year was supposed to be my first year at uni, but I didn't go to London due to COVID. I am now biting the bullet and going, but this period of transition feels much more like an end than it does a beginning. I know I'm going to love it there, but everything that's waiting for me in London feels insignificant to the mountain of anxiety I'm feeling before leaving. I've learned from the past that I always find a way to deal with big changes, but I've been crying every night at the thought of leaving home. And this is the biggest change I've ever had to face. I am an only child and rely on my parents a lot, so they are all I've ever known. On top of that, my family is moving away from China after I leave, so I have to say goodbye to the city as well. Every day, I feel like I'm trying to find the balance on prioritizing, enjoying the present, and cherishing my last few days in China, and prioritizing packing and mentally preparing myself to move across the world.
No big deal.
Yeah. It feels so hard to face the reality of moving, and I really just want to be excited like everyone around me is excited for me. Do you have any advice on looking at this in a more positive perspective or how to make it easier? Thank you for reading this email. If you did, I just wrote every emotion I'm feeling at the moment, so it's long. It's the four in me, LOL. No, it's not. It's not long at all. You did great. So grateful for your podcast and for the place for people like me to write out their feelings. Thank you for everything. Love you both so much. Love, Eunice. Eunice.
You know what I feel like we are?
What?
We are a tangible, out loud, electronic
diary. Yes.
We are.
Yes.
Because it's, which is, oh my God. Okay. I just had a brilliant idea.
Okay.
There should be, like, you know how, like, there's those services now, like, at a wedding or something or a funeral, like, it'll be a phone and you can pick up the phone and, like, give a message or something to, like, the family. Have you ever seen those?
I've never seen
that. Oh, it's so cool. And then at the end of it, it's, like, almost like a guest book. At the end of it, then you, like, the family gets it.
And
it's, like, you can say messages to the couple or the person who passed or the family, whatever. But there should be something where you, like, you know, there's been so many times I've been mad at someone and I want to, like, write them a letter and, like, tell them how I feel. But then I'm like, I can't get it out on paper.
Yeah.
And it feels pointless. Like, there should be a place where you can, like, type everything out or send letters to, you know what I mean?
Like, I feel like that would be a lot easier for people, because something about writing, I feel like I have to, like, pick my words carefully and, like, properly word it. Whereas, like, if I could just record myself, I would ramble and get it all out.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, like, sitting, I feel like it has to be, like, perfect and it's done. But
wow. Tangent city.
I know. We're on one today. We're on one.
Eunice, first of all, I feel like.
Slow clap for Eunice.
Yeah.
Oh. Congrats. Wow. Okay.
You didn't give me, like, any chance.
Congrats.
To, like, try to find a rhythm.
I'm sorry.
Try to, like.
I'm sorry.
This is the worst.
I honestly feel like Eunice needs to be celebrated, because this is such a huge and exciting time in your life. Yes, it's a scary change, but also, like, you are the one who, like, got yourself here and brought yourself to this opportunity of moving across the world. And I just feel like people who are capable of making big changes like that are capable of so much. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I get that it's going to be scary, but I feel like you putting yourself in a position to explore and grow and learn and challenge yourself to thrive in a different environment just goes to show how strong you are.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people can't even leave home, you know? Like, look at you.
No, I think it's so cool. And I think, like, I mean, I feel like the first thing is just acknowledge, like, you have every right to feel the way you feel. Like, that's very intimidating.
And
like,
young.
You're not just leaving your home, but, like, your parents are leaving your home. So it's like you're saying bye to that, because it's not like just, oh, on holidays I'll go back and, like, see my familiar place, but then also you're going to a new place, like, that has a new culture about it. Like, that's a lot to take in. So I feel like it's okay to be scared and sad, and I think that's not gonna go away.
Yeah.
And I mean, that sounds like doom and gloom, but I feel like sometimes, like, we get so focused on, like, oh, just how do we get rid of all this, these feelings, and, like, oh my God, I'm so scared and I'm nervous. So, like, how do I not be scared and nervous? But sometimes it's like, no, I'm just going to be scared and nervous. Like, that's okay.
I'm just going to embrace this for a second.
Yeah. And, like, you're going to need to, like, mourn it. And you're probably, the first part of the move is going to be really hard. Like, it's going to feel lonely. It's going to feel isolating. It's going to be sad. But that's all part of the process of, like releasing those emotions so that you can, like, find a space for figuring out a new life.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had people write in a lot about, like, I'm going to a new school, I'm going to a new job. And I feel like still the number one thing is you have to push yourself. Like, you have got to get involved in, like, groups, or, you know, if you go to church, go to a church group. If you, like, volunteer at, like, a nonprofit, whatever, like, obviously your school will have stuff too, but I would just, like, over the top, get involved, go to, like, plenty of events, like, that whole first month, because you've got to get connected, or else you're going to just feel so, like, lonely, you know?
I highly recommend that you watch Yes Man, the movie, with what's his name? Jim Carrey. I feel like this is your yes year, and I feel like university is the perfect place to get involved, because there are clubs for absolutely everything. And I agree with Taryn. I think you should join every single club you possibly can. I have moved twice. I've had, like, two major moves in my life, and both times I had an issue in the beginning where, because obviously I didn't move across the world, I was able to, like, drive home. And I drove home a lot the first, like, 6 to 8 months of my both moves. And that, honestly, I think held me back from connecting to, like, the new place that I'm in and making new friends where I'm in and getting involved where I was at. And I feel like this is actually going to be a good thing, because you can't go home. And you have to, like, pour yourself into where you're at. And I think it's going to make it so much easier. And again, I think university is a perfect place to do that, because everyone's joining from everywhere. Like, you're going to be surrounded by people who also left home, and other people who did move across the world, where that's not the case for a lot of people, you know. And I agree with Taryn. I think all the groups are going to help you get connected and feel at home. And I think it'll happen a lot sooner than you think.
Yeah. What's so nice about especially like going to school, is so many people are going to be coming from like different places too. So
all
a lot
over
of
the
people
world.
Are in the same boat as you. And yeah, like I my first year in college, I was still close to home, but it still was like a big change. And I like made myself do, I joined ASB. I like my roommate started a cheer team and asked me to help her, which was my actual definition of a nightmare. But I was like, okay, like because sure. I was just trying to like not be like in my house all day or just hanging out with like all my hometown friends, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So I would definitely push past it. But I think like I feel like the vibe I got from your email is like, I'm so sad. Like, what do I do? And yeah. I just think like that's okay. You know,
actually, I feel like what you are doing is healthy and good. Like you're allowing yourself to be sad. You're taking the time to prioritize living presently and being in the moment and making memories there. And I think that was kind of like the best way to handle it is to let yourself feel those things mm-hmm. so that when you move, you can move with knowing that you fully said goodbye.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, like, I think for me, like, and I've said this before, I'm always like this with my friends too. Like, okay, so worst case, right? Like, mm-hmm. I love thinking about this because it makes me feel like, okay, like, if the worst happens, like, I still would be okay. Worst case, you go, you absolutely hate it. Yeah, would it be inconvenient to, like, leave school and go move somewhere else? Yeah, but you could.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's still like, a total option.
Worst case, you'll find something that works. So, like, go give it your all. Like, be committed to trying to find fun stuff to do and the change. Like, go take, like, the tourist, like, red bus tour of London. Oh. Like, me and Ash, when we went, we were like, ugh, I wish we did this the first day because we got to see so much of the city. And then we were like, we knew, oh, this area is cool or this area we want to explore more. So, like, do a bunch of touristy stuff right when you get there. Get to know the vibe. Get to know, like, what the city's like. Start asking people. Every restaurant you go to, ask your waiter, like, hey, where are some cool spots you would recommend? Like, just put yourself out there to, like, find a way to, like, get involved in the place you're at. And you're going to be fine. You're
yeah,
gonna be
I feel
great.
Like you're not even going to need this. But maybe give yourself, like, a deadline. Like, okay, I'm giving myself at least 1 year.
Yeah.
It's school. So you can't really leave in the middle of the semester. So maybe give yourself a full school year. And if you're still feeling some type of way about it, then maybe you can transfer somewhere
There's
else.
There's always other options.
But
so don't
London
stress.
Is such like a perfect city to go to because it's a melting pot. There's like every type of person is there. Every type of food is there. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many different cultures represented and people coming from all over the world to go to school in London. I feel like it's kind of like LA. Like there's all kinds of people here. Yeah. So I feel like you're going to absolutely love it. I'm super stoked for you. Mm-hmm. Go murder school and...
I was like, what? Where are we going with this? Go murder everyone.
Chase your dreams and meet your goals. And I'm so freaking proud of you.
You go.
Eunice.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. So my story, I don't think there's a title. I don't know. I already blew it up big and we're not going back. I have to blow up my story so big now.
Me
what
too.
Happens? I'm old.
Me too. This is what happens when you're 30 years old.
Right? Who's 30? I'm going back to college. Dude, I'm literally like, I feel like that would be something weird I would do.
Go back to college.
Just be like, just travel and go back to college and just take a bunch of electives, but be like, hey guys, yeah. I'm like you.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Okay. Anyways, hi, Ashley and Taryn. Sorry, Taryn. I have to list alphabetical. I get it. Everyone has their thing.
We support the OCD tendencies.
But it's fine. Okay. First, I'll briefly be your hype girl and say that... Say thank you so much for putting your podcast out into the world. I'm sure I can speak for all the listeners by saying you have changed all of our lives and we are forever
grateful. Stop it.
I'm feeling very emotional today.
Okay. Why is this affecting me so much?
I don't know. My name is Caitlin. You can say my name. And I am from... Oh, where she's from is anonymous. So you can't know that.
Got it. Oh, shoot. That was funny.
I am 24 years old and I am an activities director at a senior living center.
Oh my gosh, how fun.
That's so cute. While being a dance teacher as my part-time job. I am an Enneagram 2 Wing 3. Hi. Me too.
Hello.
I have a boyfriend. Oh.
Taryn, meet Taryn.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Well, you got half of it.
Who I've been with for over 6 years. Wow. And he is truly the perfect man for me.
Love that.
I have been so blessed to find the one at such a young age. Stay with me because it's all relevant to my situation.
Okay.
I'm writing because my boyfriend and I have been bumping into some conflicts, which I believe relate to our love languages.
Oh, hello.
I'm not joking. I have so much advice I can give to this topic.
For sure.
Anyways, okay. My main love language in order of importance. I love that she put that.
Mm-hmm.
So top one, which by the way, okay, love languages, if people are like, what is this hippie crap you're talking about? Okay,
yes.
There's a book that came out that's called The Five Love Languages.
Like forever ago.
Like, yeah.
A long time ago. Yeah.
And basically, there's a quiz that you can take and a book that goes into each one. It's kind of like the Enneagram type vibe of where it's like you take a quiz, find out what you are, but then you learn about other people's. It's kind of like it has that potential where it's like it teaches you about other people.
Yeah, it breaks down how you give and receive love, but then you also learn about how others give and receive love. Very important in very close friendships and like partnerships.
Yes. So I know it's physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service.
The fifth one is...
Gifts.
Lexi mouths it from across the room.
The window. Gifts. Our fishbowl.
Yeah.
Gifts. So for me, mine are physical touch, words of affirmation, and quality time. Those are like my main ones. Mm-hmm. Like I need to be shown that you love me and I need to be told often that you love me. Like that's
mine are opposite. Yeah. But same. Mine are words of affirmation, physical touch.
Yeah.
In that order.
So anyways, let's keep going. So her order is top words of affirmation, then quality time, then physical touch. My boyfriend's love languages are quality time, physical touch, acts of service.
Okay.
Now here's where it gets tricky. On top of my full-time job as an activities director, my dance teaching job takes up a lot of time, such as lesson planning, rehearsals, competitions, etc. I've been dancing since I was 5, and it is my biggest passion. I put my heart and soul into my dance studio, and it is part of my identity. My boyfriend has been my number one supporter with everything I do, especially dance. He went to every competition while I was dancing and now is so involved with me being a teacher. He even swept the stage and helped with props at our annual recital.
Aww,
he's a keeper, ladies. Well... For you. So anyway. Love that for you. He encourages me to take on anything that brings me joy, but it has been having downfalls. He reassures me that he's not upset with me being so busy, but he also wishes he had more quality time with me. Mm-hmm. He said, and I quote, "I help with a lot of your dance things so I can spend more time with you." I know, so sad, right? Now, being a two, this absolutely breaks my heart hearing he needs more time with me. And since I'm a people pleaser, I feel so guilty doing something I love knowing it's making him sad. Sometimes I don't enjoy myself as much while teaching dance because I know my boyfriend is missing me while sitting at home. Being a three, this can also build some conflict because when I am involved in something, I go hard and I want to be the best I can be until I'm successful. I should also mention that we are in search of a house, so we do not live together yet. Therefore, our time is limited even more.
Yeah.
How do I find, I love this because she bold, italic, and underlined
the question.
Her question, yes. Which is me. Yeah. Like any of my work emails, everything flows. And then anything I'm like within it where I'm like, you need to pay attention.
I need an answer to this. I highlight
bold, italic, and underline, like damn. Without fail.
Can't miss this.
Yeah. How do I find self-acceptance that he may always have some sadness because his quality time isn't being fulfilled? How do I know that I'm committing to too much? Do I need to be more considerate? How can I cope with him telling me honest thoughts about me being busy without feeling bad, guilty about myself? I would love your advice on this because I'm at a crossroads inside my own head. I hope this message wasn't too long. However, I wanted to make sure you had enough info and you do not wish you could ask for follow-up questions. I ask that all the time. Love you both, Caitlin.
Wow.
Okay. So, like, this to me, like, I don't know if this, like, will make you feel better or not. Like, there's some situations I read and I'm like, woof. Like,
yeah.
Okay, like how do we, like, that's I feel like lot. I have to like take a deep breath and go into yeah. it. I don't feel that about your situation.
No, I agree.
But I understand why this all feels really big because of, I mean, you're me, like a two wing three. Like mm-hmm. I could see it's my worst fear to like hurt other people. And especially if people say that they're being hurt by something I'm doing, like I'm like, oh my God. So I can see the pull that you're having and where now it's affecting like, okay, well now even the things that I enjoy, like now I'm feeling guilty for it. And it's kind of like, it's that whirl of trying to like figure out like what is like a valid thought or feeling for me to have. And then what is something that I need to like let go of because I've built this up in my own mind.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like very hopeful about your situation.
Oh, I feel great about it. I feel like this is like a normal thing that that couples come against.
Yeah. And
it's doable.
He seems like the type, like he is very intentional with you. Like the fact that he's like
voicing this.
Yeah. Like I'm being involved in your stuff because I want to spend time with you. And I get how that you're like, oh, that breaks my heart because that means he feels like I don't. But also like that's his choice. Like mm-hmm. that he's showing you he wants to do that. Like that should be like a positive thing. That you feel like loved within yeah. and not feel like guilty about. Like, oh my God, when anybody asks me like about my day or remember something that I said about like my work, because I'm so passionate about my work, I get like butterflies in my stomach. So like you should feel like that's exciting that he wants to be like involved in your stuff.
Yeah.
And even if he's just doing it to spend time with you, like that still should be something you look at as like, That's so dope. Like it's he loves so cute. Me, you know, yeah. like, and I don't think you need to see it as like, oh, it's this like way of like him showing that like I'm not enough. You know,
I could see how it would be easy to take his comment as like, oh, I'm messing up because he yeah. needs to do this to spend time with me. But I agree with Taryn. I think that's him saying, yo, I love you so much. I'm willing to sweep the floor of yeah. the freaking dance studio just so yeah. I could be near you. And I think that's a confirmation of his love. Yeah. I think the fact that he's bringing this to your attention in the first place goes to show how much he cares about your relationship. Because if he wasn't bringing it up and just resenting you, that would be like a completely yeah. different thing. But he's bringing it up because he wants you to know, because he wants you guys to be in a good place. And yeah. he's saying, hey, hi, like I need a little bit more. And him letting you know is so healthy.
Yeah.
And I think he worded it in a very healthy way.
Also, like, so his top language is quality time, right? Like quality time does not have to be long periods of time. No. And I think that, you know, you mentioned like you guys are going to be moving in together. So obviously like you'll have, you know, like coming home at nights, like dinner together, dinners. Like all these things.
Yeah.
But until then, like, I would encourage you to get creative with how you spend time with him. I feel like I thrived at this. Like, when I'm dating someone, I'm so creative with, like, the type of stuff, like, I do. Like, but there was even one time, like, I was talking to this guy, and he was like, oh, I have such a busy day. Like, I wish I could see you. And I was like, okay, like, meet me in, like, I sent him an address. Meet me here, 5 minutes. So, like, he literally, like, we met in the parking lot. I had my phone out when he got there, and it was on my 5 minute timer. I pushed start. I put it there. Like, we talked for a second. We, like, kissed for a minute, and then the timer went off, and I was
that,
like, okay,
so
go.
Cute.
And I, like, pushed him, yeah. And, like, he got in his car, and we drove away just, like, cracking up because it was, like,
the
our 5 minute hang.
Little, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, find those pockets of time. If he thrives off quality time, make it, like, okay, I have like a 20-minute lunch I could do. Like, get creative and, like, make him feel just, like, loved in that second. Mm-hmm. And then, like, then it's going to, like, that stuff's going to last him the time where he's not with you.
Yeah, I agree with Taryn. I think the intention behind everything that you do, little stuff like that, even if it's a 5-minute hang, reminds him how much you love him.
Yeah.
And that's what he's looking for.
Fully.
It's not a full day with no phones with just the two of you. It's, yeah, like, I just need to know that you love me and want to be with me just as much as I love and want to be with you.
Yeah.
It's that reciprocation that he's looking for. And yeah, I agree with Taryn. Like, pop off on all the weird, fun, like, yeah, ideas. Like, hey, I have a quick lunch. Stop by really quick. Have food ready for him. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be, like, this full gourmet meal. It could be Lunchables for all he cares. He, yeah, just wants to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think take what he said as a compliment and as a confirmation of how much he loves you. And just start having so much fun coming up with ideas with how you guys can hang out together, even if it's, like Taryn said, for a quick 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I think, like, I mean, that's what life is. Like, if you guys end up, you know, staying together, getting married, having kids, all this stuff, like, I mean, you're always going to have jobs or kids, mm-hmm, or things that are going to draw your attention away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, like, the healthy part of finding that balance. And, you know, you're 24, so you're coming into, like, around 23, 24, 25, that's when I was like, oh, crap, like, I'm an adult. Like, I gotta, like,
right, yeah,
I have to start prioritizing. I have to start, like, being organized and, like, my job and, like, oh my gosh, now I'm on my own insurance. Like, everything started, like, becoming more real,
mm-hmm,
which, like, when you're dating younger than that, everything's just fun.
Nothing serious.
So you guys have been dating for 6 years. So you went from, like, we're just kids and we're just trying to have enough money to, like, buy ourselves, like, food.
Yeah.
To now you're, like, becoming adults. So, like, don't feel this shift in, like, change in priorities as something negative in reflection to your relationship. Like, this is something that is just life, and you guys are going to have to be flexible and, like, mold with each other, like, while you're going through this. So
absolutely,
it's not scary. It's, like, it's just this season of life you're in.
I was, wow,
what?
That's verbatim what I was about to say.
Oh.
I think life changes. I think there's seasons for everything. Right now you're in a busy season.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the way you handle this busy season as a couple, will, like, lay a foundation for busy seasons in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come across a season where it is more relaxed and you do get to be together, like, how beautiful is that going to be?
Yeah.
You know, but, like, maybe one day he gets a busier schedule and you have a busier schedule in, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
And you guys are both looking at this going, dang, like, when are we going to spend time together?
Yeah.
You can
no,
be like,
so
hey,
true.
We've done it before. We can do it again. We're going to implement the same rules. Like, we'll do the fun, like, meetups. We'll do dinner always. Like, you know, something where it's, like, understood that, hey, we've been here before. We've practiced this before. We can get through it because we've done it. And this is where you,
yeah,
get to lay that foundation of, I prioritize you. You prioritize me. We still get our shit done,
yeah,
but, like, we love each other and we're always coming back to each other.
And, like, his love languages are very easy to, like, quality time and acts of service. Like, that's such, he needs those little reminders that, like, you love him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, get a Polaroid camera and, like, take a cute photo, like, of yourself and, like, hide it in his wallet and just, like, write on it, like, I miss you. I hope you're having a good day. Like, do, like, random little things like that speak so much. And I think especially in a world today where, like, it's rare that people even text you like, hey, how are you? Or like, how's your day going? Like something even elevated to like just this thing that you do for him, even if it's like a post-it on his car wheel, whatever. Like,
you're so just little good with things. Stuff like
I know,
that.
Dude, I don't know why I'm single. I literally win at being a girlfriend. Win. Anyways,
I don't even think about that stuff.
Oh, well, I got you. Anytime he needs some ideas, I got you.
Thank you.
But yeah, there's just like fun, like little things you can do that don't require like breaking the bank or anything like that. But I think he just maybe just start to like really be intentional about giving him those moments that remind him how important he is.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that.
This is great.
I love love.
This is great. Invite us to your wedding.
Please. We'd love to speak. Taryn would love to speak.
I will
sit in the corner and support her.
I will
her.
Make the audience cry, laugh, everything.
All the feelings.
Feel everything. Yeah. Anywho.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was a great episode.
Sorry, my tickle.
If you guys haven't already, be sure to follow us on our socials. We have been so active on there, even taking like some of the stories that you guys send in on this podcast and bringing that conversation to our social media, mainly Instagram. So if you want to talk about moving across the world for university or getting through a busy season with your partner, like hop on our socials because that's where we've been talking about it and continuing that conversation there. Yeah. And you guys have been bringing a lot of advice yourselves, which is so fun
to
see.
Oh my God, I love
this. And it's also really cool to see like our little UA community like come together in that way, not just on the podcast.
Yeah.
So we've really been enjoying it. And I highly recommend you hop on there, too.
Yes, yes, yes. Shall we end with a dad joke?
Absolutely. Don't we always?
That was a rhetorical question.
Okay. She's like, you have no choice.
What kind of music do balloons hate? I feel like you can guess this one.
I can?
Yeah.
Balloons?
Mark, can you guess? Do you know it?
Does Lexi know?
Lexi knows it? Come on, guys. Come on. Pop!
Oh! Dang it! That is so good!
This is so good.
Oh, my God.
So good.
That
Brilliant.
Was a good... I'm actually really upset at myself for not knowing that one.
I thought you would get it. I thought
That's
you would get
really
it.
Really clever.
Yeah, so good.
Guys, if you made it to the dad joke, you already know we love you the most.
Ashley, you say the same sentence every
That's
episode.
What I say.
How could you mess it up?
I don't know. It's part of my thing.
No, but how could you mess it up?
I don't know. I got too excited. I was upset about the pop situation. Be sure to like, rate, review, share, subscribe. I'm a mess today. You guys already know. I don't have to say it. It's fine.
We love you all.
We love you, and we will talk to you guys soon. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.